Okay, we'll continue with question 8, which is, why are there so many hot springs in Japan? I don't know who left off. Let's see. Anyway, you both are going to answer. So, okay, why are there so many hot springs in Japan?
Because in Japan, we have many volcanoes. So naturally, we have many, many hot springs. Mm-hmm. So we love hot springs. And a lot of people go to hot spring to bathe mm-hmm. and also enjoy the atmosphere. Many, many hotels are there. So as a result of that, even in the city, now you have hot springs because the demand for hot springs is very high. Mm-hmm. So okay. Many people or companies make boring deeply, and then they can get hot water.
Oh, okay.
Underground.
Right. They bore deeply, right? They
bore
deep. They drill.
Drill, yeah. Bored and drilled.
Okay. And they can find hot spring water, right? Yeah. Tokyo has some
even
places.
Even if you don't have volcanoes.
Right.
You can have hot spring.
Oh, okay.
At the center of Tokyo, at the center of Yokohama.
Right. Okay. Good. All right. So there's lots of volcanoes, lots of hot springs because of volcanoes. Good. Let me see. And I'll ask you the same question then, okay? Why are there so many hot springs in Japan?
That is because Japan has many volcanoes. Japan is located in a region where several continental plates meet under the ground. And as a result of volcanic activity, Japan is blessed with many hot springs. Mm-hmm. And a large number of hot spring resorts are located around the volcanoes. For example, Hakone, Izu is very close to Mount Fuji, and
okay.
Mount Fuji is classified as an active volcano. And visiting hot springs have long been a pleasure, a very popular pleasure among Japanese.
Okay, good. Okay, I guess that's fine. There is a question. Some of you, both of you mentioned a little bit, but they do ask a question is why do Japanese like hot springs so much? And what, they like it for what? Relaxing? Right, and part of it is in the summer it's hot and sticky, so taking a bath is kind of refreshing after you take a bath, but in winter, because it's cold, going in the hot springs makes you feel warm, right? But basically relaxing, it's part of just enjoying, you know, a weekend maybe, going and coming back. So they do ask the question, why do Japanese like hot springs so much? And that's some of the answers you gave. Okay.
In addition to my answer, I think the minerals in the water is contains a lot of good minerals, beneficial, and it is believed to be good for what ages you.
Sure, good. I forgot to mention that. Thank you. Yeah, that's the other reason is that it has beneficial minerals, right, that help prevent illness or help cure illness, right? Rheumatism and things like that. So
on circulation,
right?
Blood circulation.
Right. Good. Okay. Yeah.
In America or in England, do you believe the hot spring is beneficial to your health?
Well, I believe it's okay. I mean, it's beneficial. I think, you know, going into a hot springs once for 15, 20 minutes is not going to cure you. So I think you need to go often. And so, you know, that's why I think it can be beneficial over a long time. So if you live near a hot springs and can go every day, maybe it works. But going for 20 minutes is not going to help. It's just the same as acupuncture. Mm-hmm. Right, acupuncture, going one time for this is not going to help. You have to go for months and months before you finally have some benefit. The other thing is, in America, there are not that many hot springs people bathe at. It's just not, there's just not many hot springs. Well, people swim, but in the hot, we just don't have that many hot springs in America. And Yellowstone National Park in the middle, in Wyoming, is famous for hot springs, but they're just for viewing.
Viewing?
Right. It's like the Beppu hot spring, the Jigoku.
Jigoku,
what is that? Meguri thing. It's like you look at it, but you don't go in. California has some hot springs that people actually bathe, but it's like in Europe, you wear a bathing suit. I don't know if you've been to Europe. No. So I don't know if you've been to any in Europe. In Germany, I've been to Hungary. In Hungary, in Budapest, they have hot springs. And they're huge, huge open-air hot springs, but everyone's wearing bathing suits and things. So it's a little different than Japanese. It's not more for taking a bath, but it's just for soaking in the water. And in Japan, you wash yourself and things. But in Europe, it's just to go, you know, with your family and... Some people play chess in the water. And
so it's just for fun.
It's just for fun, yeah,
instead
mostly.
Of health.
Well, yeah, but Europe, they also have therapeutic places in Italy and in Germany, Hungary, but they're France. But you have to go for a long time.
Oh, for a long time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Good.
Thank you.
All right. Talking about hot springs. The next question is, I heard there are many hot springs in Japan. Please recommend one of them to me. Okay. Do you want to go? Okay. Please recommend a hot springs for me to visit.
Okay. I would recommend Yagen Onsen is in Aomori Prefecture. It's located in the Shimokita Peninsula, north of Tohoku area, and it's located in the deep mountain and surrounding the virgin forest of Hiba, Cypress, and waters are rich in minerals and promise the bathers any numbers of physical benefits. But fortunately, it's closed in winter because of heavy snowfalls in Shimokita area. But open only in summer and autumn. But it's definitely a must go prices, I think.
Okay, So this is called Yane?
Yagen Onsen.
Yagen
Onsen. It's very, very, very deep in the mountain. And
okay.
It takes about 1 hour from Aomori Station by local bus.
Right, so it's not easy. It takes a while to go, right? So if you're going to Tohoku, then it's a good place. All right. Good. Okay. Where do you recommend?
I recommend Kinugawa Hot Spring, which is located in Tochigi Prefecture.
Okay.
So it's very close to Nikko.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it takes around 2 hours from Asakusa, so it's convenient if you live in Tokyo.
All right.
And this is there is a river and called Kinugawa.
Okay.
And it's very, so the hotels and the hot springs located in the halfway up of the valley.
Maybe it's a gorge?
Gorge, oh yeah.
Yeah, gorge, yeah. Valley is more wide, but gorge is kind of narrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so a gorge, uh-huh.
Gorge, yeah. And it's also very beneficial to your health if you go often over there. So you can see you can enjoy the scenery from the halfway up of the gorge.
Okay.
You can look down the gorges.
At the bottom?
Bottom, yeah. Bottom.
Right, where the river is flowing in the bottom.
River is flowing. Mm. And if it's autumn, you can enjoy the colored leaves.
Right, okay.
Colored leaves.
Uh-huh.
And also, if you have time, before you return to Tokyo, you can drop in at the Nikko.
Right.
So you can enjoy the Nikko Shrine.
Right. Okay, good. In Japan, can you wear bathing suit or swimsuit in hot springs?
No, we don't do that. It's just like a bath in your house.
Oh, okay. So you take a bath. Okay. Good. Okay. Let me ask you, what are some rules maybe foreigners should know about before they go to hot springs?
In hot springs, first bathers had better wash your body and rinse yourself outside of the bathtub.
Okay.
And then you soak in the hot water. And please remember that the hot spring water is quite hot compared to that of Western countries. And I think around 40 degrees or above 40 degrees.
Okay.
It's very hot. And please don't take the small tower in the water. And anything else?
Okay. Do you think of anything?
It's not allowed to wear swimming suits in the bathtub.
Okay, right. No swimming suits. No swimming.
There's no swimming in the bathtub. And if you feel embarrassing, you are
feel embarrassed.
Embarrassed. Mm. And you can take the small rectangular tower and you can cover your front side of your body.
Okay.
as Japanese do.
Okay, right. Okay, good. And what else? Anything?
Anything? Before you go into bathtub?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, as she said, you're supposed to wash your body lightly.
Right, okay. Yeah. Right, so.
And then you soak in the hot spring, and you can enjoy.
Yeah, I think pretty much covered. The only thing I've heard is also you shouldn't make noise. You shouldn't be too noisy. But a lot of people are having fun, so they're noisy. But you're supposed to let everybody relax and not make lots of noise.
Right, right.
But sometimes it's noisy, right? Yeah. With children or something. Okay, good. You mentioned in Tokyo there are some hot springs. Do you know any hot springs by name you can tell me about in Tokyo?
In Tokyo, I'm sorry, I'm not sure the name, but very close to Roppongi Hills, you have Tokyo Onsen, which is Tokyo hot spring, which is very old one.
Okay.
But I am not so sure it's real hot spring or just a name.
Okay, but the name is Tokyo Onsen?
No, name is Tokyo Onsen.
Okay.
I'm sure it's we have the real hot spring in Kawasaki city.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
It's
good.
It's a very broad area, and it's good.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that
you can relax.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's a hot spring. That's good. What do you know any in Tokyo?
I think Oedo Onsen Monogatari is literally means Edo. Big Edo Tokyo story, as it is a layer hot springs, and it's located in the Odaiba area. It's close to Shinbashi and Shiodome area, and you can go to there by monorail.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think Vancouver is a kind of our super amusement park, super hot spring.
Hot spring park,
hot springs park. It's located in the Kōrakuen area, in Bunkyo area. Bunkyo World, if I remember right.
Yeah, I think it's near the Tokyo Dome.
Near Tokyo, yeah. It's very close to Tokyo Dome.
Tokyo Dome, isn't it in the Tokyo Dome Hotel?
Tokyo Dome Hotel.
Yeah, okay.
And I think in my area, and I live in the Kamata area, and there are very many hot springs, and you can find their public baths with their hot springs.
Right, I heard Kamata has some, right?
The water in Kamata Hot Springs is colored black, black, and we call them black hot baths.
Oh, okay.
Kuroyu.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard that Kamata has some, and the water is not clear; it's dark or something. Yeah. Okay. I also heard, I don't know the name, but is it Takaido or Shimo Takaido? There's some hot springs there. Takaido, Shimo Takaido, I don't know the name, but there's a hot springs there. And also, a little farther away, is it Tama?
Tama.
And some of the Tama area has hot springs. So. Okay, good. All right, let's go on. Sometimes, again, like you, Kinugawa is not as far as your Yagen hot springs, so you might want to mention a little place closer also. In your answer? Yeah. You recommend, is it Yagen? Right, but because it's far, maybe, you know, Odaiba or maybe, you know, maybe too far, yeah. So maybe Odaiba's fine for just a day or something. Or even you know, Hakone or something's pretty standard because it's fairly close from Tokyo too. Okay, good. Okay, we go on to question number 10, and that's, when and where can you see cherry blossoms in Japan? Okay.
It's my turn.
All right.
There are beautiful cherry trees throughout Japan, and the blossoms bloom at different times because the Japanese archipelago runs almost 3,000 kilometers from north to south.
Okay.
And the cherry blossoms front slowly moves northward, and they begin blooming in January in Okinawa, and then they are at their peak in the late March through the beginning of April in Honshu area, and then the cherry blossoms usually becoming their peak in May in Hokkaido area. And during the blossom seasons, meteorological agency and the other weather forecaster private companies are very closely focused on their blooming forecast.
Okay.
and the meteors are regular through broadcasting and every day and a Hanami sport.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, this is an interesting question. Why are they so careful about announcing the blooming season?
Because I think older Japanese are very looking forward to their flower, cherry blossoms blooming, because it's the sign of spring and the long cold winter is over.
Okay.
I think that is why.
Okay, yeah. Right. I think another reason is certain communities plan their cherry blossom festivals and they make sure it matches with their plans. One year it was off by a week or so, right? It was off. And so there was many complaints to the meteorological agency because their prediction was off, right? Good. Okay. Can you tell me when and where can I see cherry blossoms in Japan?
And Japan is very long from north to south. So the cherry blossom season is different from place to place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In Okinawa, it starts to bloom January.
And in January.
In January.
Uh-huh.
And in Hokkaido, it's northern part of Japan. It starts to bloom in May.
May, right? Maybe they start to bloom.
They start to bloom.
The cherry blossoms start to bloom.
The cherry blossoms start to bloom in May.
Okay.
So 4 months difference.
Okay.
In Tokyo, it's they start to bloom. It depends on the weather, but generally speaking, they start to bloom in late in March to early in April.
Okay.
It lasts 2 weeks.
About 2 weeks. Right.
About 2 weeks. Okay. And maybe 10 days.
Right.
So it depends on, again, the weather.
Right, depends on the weather, if it rains or doesn't rain, or how hot it gets or warm it gets. Good. Where are some places that are popular to view cherry blossoms?
Okay. Place popular to view is a typical one, or the most famous one is Ueno Park.
Okay.
And also Chidorigafuchi, which is very close to, which is north of the castle, Imperial Paris.
Okay.
And then, close to the Chidorigafuchi, there is a shrine called Yasukuni. This is also a very good spot to view the cherry blossoms.
Okay. Good. Let me ask you, what is hanami?
Hanami is very important and very important customs for Japanese, and hanami is the cherry blossoms viewing, and its origins are in the Heian period. And the Japanese novelties start to build their cherry blossoms and then spread to their commoners later in the Edo period.
Okay, so what do people do at hanami?
we usually have the picnic under the cherry blossoms to view, while viewing the cherry blossoms, and people singing and eating the bento boxes and chatting, and a very pleasant party with families and friends.
Okay, good. Let me ask him the same question. What is hanami?
Hanami, the direct translation of hanami is cherry blossom viewing walk or party.
Okay.
So it's because the Japanese people are very fond of cherry blossoms. So in the season, as a group or just one person, we go over there to see, to view the cherry blossoms.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they drink and eat something under the trees.
Right.
So it's one of the most favorite time in the year.
Right. Them. Okay, good. Right, so hanami, literally what it means, cherry blossom viewing or flower viewing, right? But mostly it has the interpretation is it's a cherry blossom picnic, right? So good, right? So it's a cherry blossom picnic. Good. Do people ever have cherry blossom picnics at nighttime?
Yes. Nighttime. Yeah. Many people go picnic at nighttime. Because in many parks and shrines, the cherry blossoms are lit up.
Good. Yeah.
So it's very beautiful maybe more beautiful than daytime.
Okay.
So at the same time, because it's nighttime, so they can drink without hesitating.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah, it's easier to drink at nighttime. And also, what a lot of, many times people go with after work, right, with their colleagues, so they have a night viewing party, right? Okay, good. Good. So this answer is very good. I think your answers are real good because, again, don't forget that the cherry blossom season varies depending on the location, right? So don't forget that. Many times I've asked students, when is the cherry blossom season? And they say, oh, end of March, beginning of April. But that's basically Honshu, Tokyo area. So Hokkaido and Okinawa, of course, are different. So your answers were fine. Good. Question 11 talks about other flowers. It says, you know, or about cherry blossoms. It says, I know Japanese people love flowers, but why do they particularly love cherry blossoms? Okay, oh, all right, sir. So some of the answers you gave in the first question 10 are probably the same thing here. But why do Japanese like cherry blossoms so much?
That is because cherry blossoms are very beautiful when they are in full bloom, but cherry blossoms last for only a few days in spring. So I think it reminds Japanese are very life is very short, mm-hmm. and Japanese feel at the same time very sympathetic, mm-hmm. to their ephemeral beauty.
Okay.
Of cherry blossoms, and I think it's no wonder that cherry blossoms have long been loved by Japanese, and they have featured in so many Japanese poetry and literature, I think Japanese love cherry blossoms because it's a sign of spring has come.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. You've given some real good reasons. Maybe this sympathetic would sentimental be easier?
Oh, sentimental. Sentimental, yeah.
Yeah, maybe sentimental is good. Good, all right. That's some very good answers. Right. Good. Can you tell me, why do Japanese particularly love cherry blossoms?
Firstly, the cherry blossom is very, very beautiful. And not like ume, Japanese apricot. It's cherry blossom bloom at the same time. And we can see cherry blossom as a mass instead of one by one. So it's good. And the second is the timing. It's in Tokyo, especially in Tokyo, mm-hmm. it's late May, late in March or early in April. So the spring, everybody feels spring has come.
Okay.
So we can go outside and picnic to build the flowers. So,
okay.
It's a second. And the third is it lasts only 10 days or at the maximum 2 weeks. And sometimes only 1 week. It depends on the weather.
Okay.
So we can remind. That reminds us of the our lives, which are very short and transient.
Okay.
So it's we can feel sentimental.
Okay. Good. All right. You've given those reasons. Yeah. Another, you know, one of the things is just, you know, cherry blossoms are practically everywhere in the country, right? And then also. New things start when cherry blossoms are in bloom, especially in Tokyo, right? Again, it's not Hokkaido is May, but in Tokyo area, Honshu area, when people think, oh, spring has come, they see cherry blossoms, but also what? New things start in your life. So new fiscal year for the companies, maybe people start school, start the school year, people start new jobs oftentimes and starts in beginning of April. So the cherry blossoms match and it reminds people of a new start of things. Okay. I've never thought much about the ume. You said they don't bloom all at once on the tree. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I prefer ume to the cherry blossom.
Oh, okay.
Because it blooms, as I said, one by one.
Right.
And
okay.
We can enjoy the bud and then flower.
Okay.
So especially bud is very cute.
Mm. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So that is why I like.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they bloom not quite as full, right? Cherry blossoms are real full, right?
Yeah.
I know, yeah. It's interesting because ume, sometimes people say plum, you said apricot, right? Japanese apricot. I don't know why, but there's two names for it in English.
Yeah, in plum. The Kenkyusha dictionary, it says Japanese apricot, and also says plum is incorrect. So
oh, okay.
That's why I always
right.
say Japanese apricot instead
yeah.
of plum.
Yeah, it's interesting because if you make umeshu and you look in English, they call it Japanese apricot. I've never heard that before until I made umeshu. Right? But it's used. But most people call umeshu plum wine, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They don't say
in America?
Yeah, if you said apricot wine, they wouldn't. Apricot, I guess, translates anzu.
Anzu.
Yeah, and so they would think of that. Although probably apricot and the plum are related, I don't know. But officially, umeshu is plum wine.
Plum wine.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's why I was surprised to see apricots. Oh. You know, but so I don't know. It's one of those things. there's a controversy, right, about, well, Himeji Castle, which is not ume. Himeji Castle, they call Egret Castle or White Heron Castle. Have you heard of that term? And there's some people say egret, some people say white heron, but then people say there is no such thing as a white heron because herons aren't white. So that's why you say egret, but the official site of Himeji Castle still says white heron. Uh-huh. So, you know, there's different terms people use. So that's one. Okay. Good. All right. When is the, blossom time for I would say plums, the plum blossoms, right? When is the?
It depends on the weather and location.
Mm-hmm.
But in Tokyo area, it starts. They start to bloom late in January. And, yeah, late in January. In my house, in my garden, it's right now.
Oh, okay.
So it's very different.
Right.
Because of the weather and the location.
Right.
My house is surrounded by mountains.
Oh, okay.
So the sunshine doesn't come so much.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, usually
so
the end of
depends.
January, February is about
yeah,
that time.
January, February.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Pastor, where is a famous place to visit and see plum blossoms?
Plum blossoms. If you are in Tokyo, I recommend to go to the Nezu Shrine, Yoshima Tenjin Shrine. It's located in Ochanomizu area in Chiyoda Wars, and it's very famous for its blossoms. And in its grounds, shrine grounds are in the site. Plum tree is planted, I think hundreds of trees is planted, and the plum festival is annually held in during February.
Mm.
And Yoshima Tenjin is very popular for students who wish to pass the test entrance examination, and it's very crowded during this season.
Okay, right, because this is also the examination season, isn't it?
Examination season,
right.
And the god is, the god of, it is known as the god of wisdom, Michizane Sugawara. is dedicated to this shrine.
And this is Yushima Tenjin?
Yushima Tenjin.
Oh, okay, near Ochinomizu. Okay, I don't think I've ever been there. Okay. Do you know another place that's famous for plum blossom viewing?
Well, there are many famous places to see, to view the ume. It's a little bit far away from here, but Kairakuen in Mito City is very famous. So I think this is the there they have the most
I think the most trees
in Japan. Over 1,000 trees, something. Yeah, and many, many kinds. Yeah. Over 100 kinds.
Ah, okay.
So it's white to white, red, pink, many kinds of.
Right.
So, and another one is in Atami. It takes 2 hours from here, from Tokyo. In Atami, it's also the very famous ume garden.
Right. Okay. Right. There's a Kairaku is probably the most famous in Japan, but there's many others. Right. The one in Atami, and I think there's also one. Is it Nagatoro near Chichibu?
Oh, Nagatoro.
Yeah. There's one there. Okay. Good. All right. And I think now the cherry blossom festival is usually the February 20th to March 31st at Kairakuen. Right. Okay, question number 12 asks about, after cherry blossoms are gone, what flower can you enjoy viewing? Okay, so what flower can you enjoy viewing?
After cherry blossoms are gone, people can enjoy viewing azalea. And azalea can be found throughout Japan. And azalea in Japan has a long history for cultivation, and there are approximately 50 different types of azalea in Japan. And the best time to see azalea blossom is from the middle of April through the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And there are the famous Tokyo Azalea Festival can be found in Tokyo area, and Bunkyo Tsutsuji Matsuri, the Azalea Festival held at Nezu Shrine in Bunkyo Ward. And the shrine has 3,000 trees of different 50 types of azalea in the shrine.
Okay.
And visitors can enjoy the Shinto music performances and amazake, sweet sake, tea house, and plant market and stores in the shrine makes a lovely place to be in.
Okay, that's a Nezu.
Nezu Shrine.
Okay, good. Yeah, I think of azaleas of usually Golden Week. Right? Yeah. They bloom longer, but always Golden Week is a nice time for azaleas. Good. Okay. What for you for question 12? After cherry blossoms are gone, what flower can you enjoy viewing?
In autumn, many people enjoy the chrysanthemum.
Okay.
And this is the most typical grass flower in Japan.
I'm using grass?
Grass flower instead of tree flower. No, you don't say that?
I've never heard of grass flower, but yeah.
Flower.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've never heard of that term before, grass flower versus tree flower. Oh, okay. You're meaning instead of blossoms? Instead of like cherry blossom or plum blossom, you mean?
No. It's a cherry blossom is a flowers of tree.
Of a tree, right.
But chrysanthemum is a grass, not tree.
Maybe plant.
Huh?
A plant?
Plant.
Okay. I would just maybe not say that because it sounds confusing. What was your sentence again? What did you say? Is the most popular grass flower?
Yeah. Grass flower. It's just flower?
Yeah, just flower. It's probably easier, yeah.
Okay. Because we discussed a lot of things about cherry blossom and the plum blossoms. Mm. So it's trees. They are trees.
Right.
Azalea is also a tree.
It's just a bush, yeah, bush.
Yeah, bush. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But chrysanthemum is...
Just the flower.
Just flower.
Yeah,
grass.
I think, yeah. Well, see, if you say grass, it confuses me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
so just say it's flower. Yeah.
Okay. So I don't mention to that.
Yeah, don't say. So let's start again then. Yeah. After cherry blossoms, what flower can you enjoy viewing?
Yeah, I can enjoy chrysanthemum in autumn.
Mm-hmm.
There are many types of chrysanthemum in Japan, and the color is white, red, the yellow, mm-hmm. so many colors.
Okay.
And because we love the flowers in parks, shrines, temples, there are many exhibitions or competition of flowers.
Right.
So they grow there in their own house, and then they bring them to the exhibition center, and the competition is held.
Right. Okay.
So we can see that for nothing. So we can enjoy the flowers. Many types of flowers.
Many types of chrysanthemums, right?
The chrysanthemum.
Yeah. Okay.
And also the chrysanthemum is a crest of the imperial family.
Right. Okay.
So it's a symbol of Japan flower.
Okay. When you talk about chrysanthemums, can you tell me what is kikuningyo?
Oh, kikuningyo is a doll.
Okay.
It's very, the shape is just like a human.
Mm-hmm.
And this, by chrysanthemum, many, you use many chrysanthemum flowers and many colors.
Mm-hmm.
And you shape the human with the flowers.
Okay, right. So you make the doll or you make the shape of the human,
yes.
with the
flowers.
With the flowers on a frame, I guess it's in a frame. It's
frame,
in a,
yeah.
Yeah, using a frame. Right. So many of the dolls are what? Historical characters?
Yes.
Yeah, or
like old samurai.
Right.
Famous samurai or
I think I've also heard some scenes they depict from kabuki plays.
Yeah,
or
kabuki
something.
Play, yeah.
Right. You have kabuki play scenes and historical figures. So the kikuningyo are usually pretty big, right? They're
yes,
usually life-size,
yes,
and
yes.
They're a frame, like, but covered, yeah. A frame covered, yeah. with chrysanthemums of many different colors.
Yes.
Good. And you see these in November, maybe? Especially during what, the culture
November,
day?
November and December, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you, so you mentioned azalea and chrysanthemum. Let me ask her, what other flowers are popular? What are popular flowers in Japan?
I think iris. And after cherry blossoms, iris start blooming, mm-hmm. in May and June.
Okay.
And if you are in Tokyo area, you can go to the iris garden. It's called Horikiri Shobuen. The Japanese iris garden is located in close to Ueno, and you take the Keisei line,
mm-hmm.
and to Horikiri Shobuen from Ueno. It's just about 10 minutes journey, the iris Japanese iris festival is annually held in during, if I remember right, June, and
okay.
I think if I remember right, 6,000 iris irises of different 200 different types.
Oh, okay.
Iris there.
Right.
And also on weekends during the festival season, various kinds of events, including sketching competition, photography session,
oh, okay.
And karaoke contest.
Okay.
And then you can find an enjoyable springtime, spring atmosphere.
Mm. Okay, good. That's a nice place. There's also a iris garden at Meiji Shrine.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
So we have irises. What else? We have what other kinds of flowers?
Lilies, maybe.
All right, lilies.
Lilies. Huh? In Japan, lilies is a typical one called ikebana.
The flower arranging,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, flower arrangement. And also, if you have a garden, maybe you have lilies in
okay.
your garden. So it's very close to our lives.
Okay.
And also, if you go hills, and if you go to hills and mountains, you can find wild lilies.
Right. Okay.
It's very. It's not. It's not massive. I mean, many lilies at the same place, but one by one.
Oh, okay.
They are alone.
Alone. Okay.
Yeah. So. It's good.
All right.
Not
too much. All like a big, not a big, like a big garden, not like a full garden, right? It's just little one by one. Okay. Good. All right. We're almost through, but the flowers besides, so we have lilies and the irises, azaleas, chrysanthemum, wisteria are also look nice. They're very Japanese looking, wisteria, hydrangea. People like them, especially in the rainy season. Well, they bloom in the rainy season, so people think hydrangeas look best in the rain. Okay. And,
what about sunflower?
Right, sunflowers.
I can see there are sunflower gardens, very few sprays in the Onuma Koen located in close to Hakodate. There's a very large park, and in summertime you can see the sunflower gardens around the Onuma Lake.
It's Hokkaido, right?
In Hokkaido.
Ah, okay. Right. Another one I was thinking of, cosmos. In the fall. They look nice in the fall, right? And then, you know, so there are many flowers. So they've asked the question is, you know, besides cherry blossoms, what other flowers do Japanese like? So there's quite a few other flowers, right? Okay, good. All right, well, I think we've finished all of the questions and answered a few this week. Okay. Next week deals a little bit different. It's climate. Okay, weather and climate and things like this. So, prepare, you know, your answers again like you did this week. That was real good. So thank you for coming, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you.